Welcome back, everyone, as we are joined now here on Inside ECAC Hockey. Our player profile this week is Harvard sophomore defenseman Adam Fox. Adam, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, Adam, a lot of guys now, a little bit of time for the holidays, a little bit of downtime in the world of college hockey on semester break. You are going to be quite busy coming up with the U.S. national team getting ready to go to camp for the World Juniors. We'll talk about that in a moment, but first of all, of course, the teams in the Ivy League, you wait a little bit longer to get started. I would expect anticipation, a little bit of anxiety. Everybody else is playing for about a month. The Crimson got out of the gate in late October and really took a big step forward with a sweep going into the break last weekend after a little bit of a disappointing start overall record-wise.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not exactly the start we wanted early on, but, you know, we're a younger team. Some guys are, you know, getting a little adjusted to the style of play of, you know, the ECAC and college hockey. So, you know, I think we definitely took some steps in the right direction this past weekend, you know, heading to break. And, you know, I think it's just a focal point of us to kind of continue this momentum, you know, after the break and keep playing some good hockey.
Yeah, big adjustment, of course, last year, your freshman year, and you were a huge impact part of the equation for the success of the Crimson, but quite frankly, lost a lot of firepower up front. Different team this year overall. Do you see the identity of this team coming together now that you've had an opportunity to play 10 games?
Yeah, I think we, you know, we want to play a fast, skilled style of play. You know, obviously losing some skilled forwards up front, some older guys was definitely, you know, a tough loss for us, and, you know, you kind of saw it early on, and you know, we were kind of finding our identity, and, you know, I think guys are really understanding, you know, where they fit in and, you know, how to play the style of hockey, and you know, I think it's kind of working out for us right now.
Last year you stepped in, and once again, I got to use that word again, impact, truly an impact player as a freshman. Your adjustment, thinking back to last year, it certainly seemed to be overall pretty smooth transition for you coming from the U.S. national program to the Crimson ranks.
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, obviously having those exhibition games with the national program and kind of getting the taste of college hockey there was, you know, definitely made the transition a little easier for me. But I think even, you know, in the first few games, you kind of still getting acclimated to, you know, ECAC play and college hockey as a whole. It's obviously a step up from junior hockey. And, you know, I think just seeing it in our younger guys, it's definitely a transition period. And, you know, you kind of get over that hump and, you know, fit in real nicely after a few games.
Well, short of the national championship, it was a banner year, epic season for the Crimson last year. Did you embrace that in terms of the impact, the legacy, if you will, the tradition of Crimson hockey, and the fact that you scaled a lot of mountains last year that hadn't been scaled for a long time with Harvard hockey? Did you get kind of a feel for that?
Yeah, I think we definitely had, you know, our goals set at the start of the year to win a national championship, win a bean pie, you know, win the ACAC. You know, short of the national championship, we completed, you know, almost all our goals we set. And, you know, I think we had probably a little higher expectations than most had for us coming in. You know, I think people don't really look at Harvard hockey before the last few years as, you know, the big powerhouse. But I think we've really tried to change the culture and the identity of, you know, Harvard hockey and kind of show that we can compete with, you know, anyone in the country. So I think last year was definitely, you know, big steps towards that, and we're trying to continue that this year.
You were ECAC and Ivy Rookie of the Year, first team All-Star in the ECAC, and also made the all-tournament team in both the ECAC and the NCAA Regional, where the Crimson advanced to the Frozen Four. And as far as the experience, you look back on that run and that ride you had last year, maybe a little bit of a blur to you as far as start to finish, but as you mentioned, a lot of the experience, people don't realize maybe just how many games the national program plays against Division I college. There's certainly a familiarity, and I know you see a lot of familiar faces as you travel around the circuit with guys that were teammates of yours along the way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was obviously some great experience last year and some great games we were able to play in. And, you know, I think obviously those games with the national program definitely helped me, you know, get adjusted. And I think our older guys, you know, we had a lot of seniors who, you know, played a lot of college hockey games in their career, and kind of just asking them for some advice along the way. And, you know, they've kind of played in all situations. So just being able to go to them and you know, take a little bit of knowledge that I have through college hockey, you know, kind of help me adjust as well.
You look at your game, Adam, you listed at 5'10", 185 pounds. You certainly have the ability, as the common term now is a puck-moving defenseman. You've got that reputation, a guy that can run a power play at 40 points a year ago. Do you look at guys, or have you looked at guys during your development all the way to the highest level in the National Hockey League that you've had maybe as mentors or guys that you've modeled your game after?
Yeah, I think definitely at the higher levels. I like to, you know, model my game after the smaller puck-moving defensemen, you know, the Kevin Shattenkirk, Tyson Barrie, those guys who, you know, kind of are able to play both ends of the ice even though they're, you know, not the biggest guys, and, you know, they kind of have a big impact on the game. So I think just watching those guys and seeing the tendencies they have, it's kind of helps me to, you know, focus those parts on my game. And, you know, I think you kind of see the transition of the game moving to more of a skill puck-moving game. So I think it's definitely, you know, good to see right now.
You're from Jericho, New York, out on Long Island. What's going on with Long Island? What's in the water out there as far as elite defensemen? Charlie McAvoy, Adam Fox, a lot of guys from that area that seem to be thriving.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good group. You know, a lot of good parenting out there for, you know, a couple of us. We all kind of played together, me, Charlie, you know, Jeremy Bracco. We all kind of grew up together, and it's, you know, probably help us all together, you know, grow our games and kind of develop that skill and, you know, hockey IQ all together. So I think definitely, you know, we had a good group there, and it's, you know, it's fun to see us all, you know, being successful at these levels.
You were an Islanders guy. I probably asked you this. This is for the ECAC show. I might have asked you this for the Harvard show last year. You were an Islanders guy, Rangers guy?
I was a Rangers guy growing up.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you're definitely on the Rangers side there. I know there's a lot of feuding that goes on, I know, in the tri-state area, depending if you're a Devils guy, Islanders guy, or Rangers guy. It can get pretty heated.
Yeah, I have a few arguments in my, you know, when I was in middle school about, you know, Rangers, Islanders, and stuff.
Hopefully you won most of those anyway.
Yeah.
But, no question. Crimson, as we mentioned, you wrapped it up. Very solid weekend. To get a couple of victories on the road, just to give us a little bit of insight about things turning around. You win at Quinnipiac, and you win against one of your Ivy rivals at Princeton to get four big points in the ECAC race to take into the break.
Yeah, definitely. I think these were, you know, at the moment, some of our biggest games of the year, obviously coming off a tough stretch. And, you know, we had a good tie against a very strong Boston College team, and, you know, we kind of picked up momentum from that and, you know, played a good two games against Quinnipiac and Princeton, and, you know, especially on the road now, we've been on the road for a good stretch, it's important to get some wins, you know, away from home and kind of help us out there. So I think that this is definitely some good momentum to get us going into the break.
If you look at the break coming up right now, and you'll be active going to the U.S. National Camp, Columbus, Ohio, coming up. Getting ready and hopefully an opportunity, be a second opportunity for you, a repeat opportunity, make the team and be in Buffalo. What about the experience last year and the run that was made? Great attention on that team and really some very, very compelling hockey that was played during that World Junior run to a gold medal. How do you look back on that and reflect, and what can you take with you this year as far as what you learned about playing at the top of the international level?
Yeah, obviously last year was an unbelievable experience. That was some high-intensity hockey for, you know, a couple games there. And, you know, just the way we won, it took a lot of, you know, character, a lot of, you know, belief in our ability and that we could come back and, you know, beat anyone. So I think it was definitely a great experience, you know, something I'll try and carry into this year as well.
Yeah, looking at it, you have an opportunity to play close to home at Buffalo. And I know anybody that's around that team that I've talked to, a lot of excitement surrounding the rematch from the gold medal game with Canada, the fact that it'll be an outdoor game, your own experience, what has been your own experience as far as playing outdoors? It'll be unprecedented for the World Juniors. First time ever there'll be a World Junior game.
Yeah, obviously, you know, that outdoor game should be a pretty cool atmosphere and a pretty cool experience, you know, the first time they're doing it. So, you know, it should be a pretty fun time, you know, just building off last year's experiences, you know, how the tournament's kind of structured. It's a lot of games in a short amount of time, so I think just, you know, taking care of your body and, you know, having the right mindset throughout the whole tournament is, you know, pretty big for us.
and a little bit of a different mentality too, playing in the perspective, playing in the crucible of that short tournament and the meanings of the games. And as you mentioned, really being able to keep yourself at the right pace and keep yourself sharp and ready there. It's the every other day, and you're right back at it.
Yeah, for sure. I think as the tournament progresses, you almost want to be getting better and better with every game. And, you know, obviously from the summer camp, we have a bit of chemistry already built between some of the players, and, you know, it just kind of continues through the, you know, pre-camp and then into the tournament. So I think just a big thing is, you know, getting better and better throughout the tournament and kind of playing your best hockey when it really matters. So I think just, you know, obviously that was kind of the big takeaway from last year.
Well, hopefully things go well for you, Adam. You make the club for the second time. You'll miss the Catamount Cup for the Crimson, but should be ready right back at it after the first of the year and right back at it in league play. And I'm sure you feel confident the Crimson can make another run to the top of the ECAC this year.
Yeah, definitely. I think we definitely have the firepower, you know, to make a run here. And, you know, I think we kind of got over those early struggles and, you know, playing some good hockey. You know, guys are kind of building chemistry with each other. And obviously our younger guys are starting to, you know, pick it up a bit and kind of understand the style of play here. So I think definitely we're, you know, we have the ability to make a big run here.
Indeed. We'll look for that during the second half. And you mentioned about the team bringing in some younger players and particularly up front with the senior class. Just wanted to also mention, shout out there, your defense partner. I know you've been playing Adam Bowman. You've had a pretty good tandem and played with a veteran guy there. And you guys seem to have complemented each other well with Adam being a little bit of a different type of defenseman and being a little bit more on the bigger defending side and you with more of the offensive side.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, throughout our whole Z-Corps, we have a pretty good mix of offense and, you know, defensive guys. It kind of works well for us, and I think it's kind of a strong point of our team. We've kind of, you know, been a little more focused on that, and I think this past weekend was a, you know, good showing of that. So definitely, you know, playing with Bogman has been, you know, pretty good. We complement each other very well. So just trying to keep it going forward.
And going forward, we wish you luck with the camp and with the U.S. team, and hopefully you'll be in a position as a repeat member of the U.S. national team as you look to repeat as a gold medalist. A lot of excitement, a lot of great hockey, and I want to thank you, Adam, for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here this week.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Adam Fox, sophomore defenseman for the Harvard Crimson, our guest here, our player profile, getting ready for the World Junior Tournament with the USA, and joining us here on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.